On this type of Mr. Shem, we'll go through different inyonim of the Chag HaShavuos. For us to start off with inyon, the Gemara Psachim, and Daf Samech Ches Amid Beis brings down a Machlekes, Reb Lezer and Reb Yeshua, on every Yom Tov, the Aftav, Chatzi Lochem and Chatzi Lashem, or if you want to, is enough to have Kulu Lashem. So Reb Lezer, if you want, you could be Kulu Lashem, just learn and daven whole Yom Tov, you can make a Mitzvah Simchas Yom Tov that way. Reb Yeshua says, no, in every Yom Tov there's a chiyuv of Chatzi Lochem v'Chatzi Lashem. You have to also eat and have a Simchas Yom Tov. But the Gemara comes out that Amar Reb Elazar, Elazar says, HaKol Moedim, both of them agree, everybody agrees that the Atzeres means on Chag HaShavuos and Atzeres. Chazal always calls the Chag of Shavuos Atzeres. We'll talk about this later on. So the Gemara says, Atzeres and Shavuos, the Bina Nam Lochem. You have to have a Simchas Yom Tov, you have to eat on Shavuos. The Gemara says, my time, and what's the reason? Because Yom Shenitnu Bo Torah. Who? This is the day the Torah was given, and therefore you have to have Lochem, you have to eat, you have to have a Simchas Yom Tov. And really the question is, it should be just the opposite. If today is the day the Torah was given, so we should learn the whole day. Here everybody should agree, it should be Kulul Hashem. If you want to and you're able to, you should be learning and davening the whole day. This is the day the Torah was given. So what's pshat that everybody agrees you have to have lochem? So Rashi learns pshat here in the Gemara Psachim. Rashi says, Divina Naim Lochem, sheyismach boy b'maychel b'mishta. Person has to be happy with eating and with drinking. Laharo is to show, shenoyech, that it's easy. O makubu yom zeli Yisrael, shenitnu Torah boy. It's an easy day, and we'll makabla diavam, the fact that the Torah was given to us today. In other words, that we're accepting the Torah. It's not sound like we're forced into it and we're sad about it, but the opposite, we want to show that we're happy with the Kabbalah HaTorah, and therefore we have the Suda, we show B'Achila Mishtiyah. With a similar thought, the Chassam Sofer says in Parshas Vayechi, where he explains how come the Torah doesn't say clearly that the Chayv on Shavuos is to Mekabel the Torah. The Torah only says that Shavuos is the Chag HaBikurim, Chag HaKetzir Chitim. And he wants to say that the Torah can't like be mitzavaros to make a Yom Tov the Kabbalah's Ol HaTorah, because if we have a tzivu for commanded, again it's like an oil, it's not obligation, it's something that's hard. But Adarabba, Hashem wants it that on our own with the Simcha, the fact that today is the Yom of Matan Torah, and therefore we're very happy about it, and therefore we do it Machmas Simcha, that we're makabel the Simcha upon ourselves, Machmas Simcha. And Adarabba, the Simcha is so great that sometimes we even forget about the Ktzir Chitim and the Chiyuv Bikurim, that the Simcha of Torah overweighs that. But our call upon him, like Rashi is saying, one shot is that we have to show that we're happy and we're accepting the Torah Miyavah, and therefore there's a chayv to have Lochem, to have a Suda on Chag HaShavuos. Another way to explain this is that we know when Hashem gave us the Torah, we call it a Torah Chayim. It's a way of life. Like we say, what's called Halachos? The Pasuk says, Halichos Olam Loi. Al Tikri Halichos Ela Halachos. The pshat from the Halachos, the Taryag Mitzvahs in the Torah, really that's Halichot, that's the root, the way we go. In other words, a Torah is given for life, that we have to live a Torahic life. Not only b'shas, we're learning the Gemara, when we're learning by Seifa, but even when we're eating, even when we're sleeping, even when we're doing Lochem, it also has to be done al pi the Torah. And therefore, if Shavuos is the Yom, shenitnu by Torah, we have to have Lochem to prove this, to show this, that the Torah is even involved in the Lochem. It's also, we have to eat a Torahic eating. We have to speak the Simcha, a Torahic type of Simcha. It's interesting, there's a Pasuk in Megillas Rus, Paragimel, Pasuk Zayim, Vayoychal Boyez Vayisht, that a boy ate his supper that night, and he drank, Vayitav Liboy, he was happy, and Vayovo Lishkov, Bekitzayarem, he went to go to sleep that night. And that was the night, Vatovai Balot, Vatagam Rablesa Vatishkav, that Rus was there that night. So the Pasuk says that the Boyaz ate, and he drank, and he was happy, and he went to sleep. So Kepshut, you learn, he had a good night, he ate, he slept, he was satisfied, then he went to sleep. Rashi says, when the Pasuk says, Vayitav Liboin, so that Rashi Osak Batayra, he was Isaac in Tayra. So who has this fit into the Pasuk? The Pasuk is talking about that he was eating, he was drinking, He was happy and he went to sleep. It's mashm, he was doing gashmius. He was doing lachem. Rashi says, Eisach Batera. Like we're saying, it's very good that by Bayez, even when he was eating, even when he was drinking, even when he was sleeping, the pshat from Bayitiv Libu was happy. It wasn't stam happy. Ein toivel Torah. He was happy because he was doing it through the Inyan of Eisach Batera. He was doing it the way the Torah wants you to eat, the way the Torah wants you to drink, the way the Torah wants you to sleep. Like he understands that eating and drinking and sleeping is all for the purpose to make us strong, that we should be able to sit and learn. That's a siyua for Eisach Batera. So therefore, that's the pshat that everybody agrees on truth. You have to have lochem to prove this point that the Torah is involved even in the lochem, in the gashmius. And similar, this is the pshat, the gemar, next gemar in Psachim, that says, Omar Rabba, Rabba says that Akel Moidim b'Shabbos to be the Nam Lochem. Everybody agrees that on Shabbos also you have to have Lochem. My time of the Kurosal is Shabbos Einig. Shabbos has the Mitzvah Einig. And what's the Chiddush that Shabbos has to have Lochem? Because otherwise I would have thought to say Shabbos is the Makar HaKadusha. Shabbos is the Makar HaBrocha. Shabbos, we're off from work. We're supposed to be Dovik close to Hashem. So maybe Shabbos all day we should be Dovik in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kamashmul know that in Shabbos also we have to have lochem. And the first one explained because Shabbos has the Kerech of Kedusha. And we have to bedavka eat and have Gashmius on Shabbos. And the pshat is that the Kedusha of Shabbos is there to makadish the Gashmius. It makes it a Kedusha dik eating. A Suda Shabbos with Zemiras, with Achila and Shtiyah. It makes it a Kedusha dik a type of Achila. So that's what Shabbos is for. Therefore everybody agrees you have to use that the Kerech of Shabbos and have lochem. The same thing was saying by Torah. Torah has the kerech of Kedusha. Torah is Mekadishos. And even Achila and Shtia we have to do the Torah Kedusha to realize it's also a way of being Oved Hashem. And therefore we need the Torah to teach us lochem. Another pshat could be is, like we know the Gemara in Kedushin says, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Bara Yetzirah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created our Yetzirah. Or Barasi Torah Tavlin Loi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Torah, that's the spice that could kill out to take away Yetzirah. So it comes out that the Lochem, stam just have Lochem to go after Taibas or Lomazer, it's very dangerous, because that's the Koich of the Yetzirah. He wants you to have Taibas, enjoyment of this world, and you go to forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like the Pasuk says, Techalta v'savata v'ram l'vavecho v'shachatzas Hashem l'kecho. You come to forget Hashem. And therefore, what protects us? That's the Torah. And therefore, on Shavuos is the Zaman Matan Teresenu. We got this tremendous Matan of Torah that protects us from the Yetzirah. Sadarab, we have to use it out on Shavuos. And therefore, on Shavuos, you have to have Lochem. You have to have a good Suda. You have to have a good Achila, good Shtiyah. And don't be afraid of the Yetzirah. You know why? Because the Torah protects us. Again, if you eat the Torah, dick eating, the Torah will protect you. You don't have to worry, the Yetzirah will take you away. And Kipshuta, this is the Pshat in Moshe's terrace to the Melochim. Another Gemara in Shabbos says that Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim to bring down the Torah. The Melochim had questions. Told asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what's going on here? Why are you bringing the Torah down, Baritz? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, answer them. And Moshe Rabbeinu said, look in the Torah. The Torah says mitzvahs kibud aveim. The Torah gives mitzvahs of achila shtiyah. It doesn't apply to the Melochim. So Moshe went out and he was zeichet to bring the Torah down to Baritz. So that's like a pshat could be because of the Lochem. The fact that we have mitzvahs that pertains to Lochem, to us, that's why Moshe was zeichet to bring the Torah down. So you have to have this remnant to know that the Torah goes together with Lochem. And this is the Hezbah, that the Kedusha is HaTorah, the Kedusha is to protect us from the Yetzirah. The Melochem, they don't have the Yetzirah. They don't need the Torah in Shemayim. Mashenkin here, Ba'aretz, on this world, we have the Yetzirah, we need something to protect us. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us this great matan of Torah, that Torah is called the Tavlin Loi. Torah is the spice, that's what protects us from the Yetzirah. So Adarabah, we have to use out the Lochem and Shavuos to prove this point, that we were Zeichah with the Kabbalah HaTorah, because we need the Torah to help us fight the Yetzirah. And Adarabah, with the Lochem, with the Gashmis, with the Nos of Olam Hazeh, if it's done with the Kerech of the Torah, Adarabah, it's Mekadishit, you receive more Kedusha, you don't have to worry about the Yetzirah. Now, Bemesin is even the bigger Madrega in the signing of Kabbalah HaTorah, Kabbalah Ol HaTorah. At Or Gedalia brings down at the end, the Chag HaShavuos, brings down in Yerushalmi and Rosh Hashanah that says that by all the Kabbonis it says Lashon of Chet in the Torah. All that service, but by the Kabbonis of Shavuos, Eng Siv Chet, it doesn't say Lashon Chet. So why? So Shami says that Omale HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Klai Yisrael, that Mechiven Shekibaltam Aleichem old Torah, since you makabel upon yourself the old, the yoke of Kabbalah HaTorah, Kilo lochotim yamechem, it's as if you didn't do any chatoim, as if you're pure, and therefore the kabbonis we bring on shruis is not machmasachet, because the actual kabbalah Torah is what's mechaper, wipes away all the chatoim. In other words, just like Bishas kabbalah Torah, we know Klaius at that time came to the madrega of Adam Rish and Kodim Achet, that they were cheris from the Yetzirah, they were cheris from the Malach HaMovis, and they were noki from chet. So that's the way it always is. Whenever Klai Yisrael is mekabel upon himself the Yol HaTorah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is menake them, cleans them from all the chatoim. So not only is the pshat that Torah is tavlin, that Torah is the spice that kills out the Yetzirah, but if a person is really mekabel upon himself the Ol, the yoke of Limud HaTorah, that's mechapa, that purifies him, that's menakim. But his medayti or gedayi doesn't just say somebody that learns Torah. It says that he's mekabel upon himself the ikka, the oil of Torah. A person has to be mekabel, make a strong accept upon himself the oil, the responsibility to learn the Torah, to know the Torah, not just to learn. But you have to have this oil, the responsibility of learning kol haTorah and be mekayim b'Torah. And the pshat from Kabbalah's oil is, just like Bahar Sinai, when Klai Yisrael is mekabel the Torah, they prepared themselves that Achana 3 days before their Purim Mishtayim, their Mekabel Torah, B'Gedusha, B'Tayra, B'Yira. That's where we have to Mekabel upon ourselves also the oil. We have to accept upon ourselves the responsibility to be a total Shomer, to watch the Torah, the Avom, with Kedusha and B'Tayra. Because that must we know, this is the Yisrael of the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash is a Mokum, we bring Kabonis. We bring Kabonis, the Pshat is that's a Kapora. That forgives us for the Averis. Since we're sant, the Ramban says that the Shechina that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought down, B'Shas Kabbalah HaTorah, that was the greatest amount of Shechina ever came down to this world. The Ramban says that that Shechina HaKadosh Baruch Hu took and put into the Beis HaMikdash, put into the Mishkan. The Shechina that we have in the Mishkan, in the Beis HaMikdash, that's named Ashrois HaShechina that was there, B'Shas Kabbalah HaTorah. So it's very good what we say now, that the Shechina of Kabbalah HaTorah was a kapara. It cleaned us. It made us noki mikol chatoyim. So this koyach that there is in Klai Yisrael, to have a kapara, was given over to the Beis HaMikdash, to the Mishkan, that through the avoidance of kabonis, that's the way we mechapar ourselves. We have a kapara. But enechnam, it all comes, the yika, from the Kabbalah's Oral HaTorah. That's why the Achronim say, the Stiplus itself says, the Bezman Azeh, what's the Ika Kapor, a person did chatoim? He wants to have a Kapor, wants to become clean and noki. What's the way today? Amol, this from you to say that you didn't have tainus, fasting, give yourself segufim, give yourself yisurim. But he says that's not for today. Today, the practical answer is be makabel upon yourself the Yola Torah. That you accept upon yourself the yoke of learning the Torah, of knowing the Torah, being shame with the Torah. That's our Kapora. And that's the way it was, B'Shas HaSinai. Now, in the Torah, it's also, Shavuos is also called Chag HaBikurim, Chag HaKetzir, Chag HaBikurim, and the Pshat is, what's the mitzvah Bikurim? HaKoros HaTov, that you have to go to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who gave you new crop, you have to take off the first, the best, and give it to the Kohen, a little HaKoros HaTov. So, this is really the Yisrael of Shavuos also, that a Jew has to have a tremendous amount of Koros HaTov, want to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. And Bemisin, the greatest present, the greatest Nesina that HaKadosh Baruch Hu ever gave into this world, before the Klai Yisrael, was B'Shas Matan Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought down his Torah from Shemayim. Like the Gemara in Shabbos says, that the Melochim Taina don't give it away. This is Beis Genozes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's treasure for 970 Duras before this world was created. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had the Torah, and we know the Torah is the blueprints for this world. Like the Chazal say, Yistaka b'yaraiso bor alma, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked into the Torah, and the way the Torah says it, that's the way He created this world. So the greatest matana, the greatest present that HaKadosh Baruch Hu ever gave us was the Kabbalah HaTorah, the Nesina HaTorah. And therefore this happened on Chag HaShavuos, and therefore that's what the Torah calls it, Chag HaBikurim, meaning a Yid has to be in the matzav of thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Pasuk says about the Gashmias of the Bikurim, because that we see, that we really feel. But this is a limud hu adim. We have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the tremendous present of the Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. That we say in the Tefillah of Shemoneh Esrei, of the Gimur Golem, we say, Ato v'chartonu mikol amin, You chose us. V'haftoi son v'tzisabon, we say, V'ramamtonu mikol ha'shonesh, lifted us up. This all happened by Sinai. This is the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah, gave us the mitzvahs, gave us the Kedusha. He lifted us up, all other nations. We became the Yam Segula. We became the Mamlechus Kainim, the Goy Kadosh. We are the special Am of Hashem. Like it says in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Tefillin, the way Klayisol is the Yam Miuchid, with the special Am. So this special matana we receive tak on Shavuos. So it's good why Shavuos is called the Chag HaBikurim. It's in the Makaras HaTov. Like, we know really, as far as Ruchnis goes, that what's the Ikeperus of an Adam? That's the Torah and the mitzvahs that you do. Like the Pasuk says by the Maragdan, the Pasuk Moshe told them, see if there's an eitz there. Rashi says there means any tzaddikim there. Tzaddikim are called an eitz. Because an eitz gives off peiros, gives off fruits. Who are then tzaddikim, give off peiros, give off fruits. What's the ikar peiros of an Adam? His maisim tovim, his Torah that he learns. That the Gemara says, kol ha-malamed ben chavera Torah. If you teach your friend's son Torah, it's kilu yoldo. It's as if you gave birth. You gave birth to him. Because that's your peiros. So the ikar peiros is of ruchnis is the limud ha-Torah. And we know that Chag HaBikurim is a pshat is because Shavuos is a man adin on Peiros. How much Peiros Elon, how much will be grown throughout the year. And Avadu Adin, that's the pshat, say Yom Adin on Limud HaTorah also. Because the Ike Peiros that we have, the Ike Peiros same, Boilam Azeh, that's the Maisim Tovim, that's the Torah that we do. So all this comes out through the Koyach of the Torah. Therefore we have to have a tremendous amount of Akoros HaTov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Shavuos. Like really, the first time the Torah says about the mitzvah Simchas Yomtiv is by Chag HaShavuos. By Chag HaPesach, the Torah doesn't say the word Simcha. By Chag HaShavuos, that's the first time it says the word Simcha. True, by Chag HaSukkos is an extra ribuy, V'samachta b'chagecho, V'yisa'ach sameach, L'rabbos, it's a ribuy. But the Ikka Makar of Simcha is by Shavuos, because the pshat is that we receive such a great present, a dugma. If somebody wins the great lottery, he lives $55 million. So he comes home that day, he's mole simcha. If small things break in house, nothing bothers you. You got such a great present, nothing bothers you. You're mole simcha. That's the way every year has to be on Shavuos. This is the day that we receive the Torah, the Matan HaTorah, such a great present. We have to be mole simcha. And that's like Pshat HaBikurim. When Moli Simchin, we have to be Makat Toiv and want to appreciate and give our Koros HaToiv back to Hashem. Also, we know that the Torah itself is Chilos of the Seifers Gemilus Chasodim. We know that's one of the reasons why we learn Megillus Rus on Shavuos. Like the Medrash says, there's no halachas in Megillus Rus. It's Chilos of the Seifers Gemilus Chasodim. The Gemilus Chasodim that Noemi did to Rus, that Rus did back to Noemi, that Boyas did to Rus. It's all full of Gemilas Chasodim, because that's what the Torah is. The Torah is also Mola Gemilas Chasodim. What's Taka the Pshat? The Pshat is because we learn out Gemilas Chasodim to be kind to one another from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the mitzvah is, we have to be doimah to Hashem. Mahu Rachum Avata Rachim. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Midas, we have to be doimah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So where do we see this Midas Gemilas Chasodim? That's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah. That was the greatest mice of Gemilas Chasodim Shaykh. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us his special treasure that he had up in Shemayim from Dori Doris before the world was created. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us that special matana, that's the greatest maisa gemilus chasod m'shayach, of giving away a present to somebody else. So we learn out from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what does it mean to be a goyim chasodim? So from that, the Torah itself teaches us to be gemilus chasodim. We know that was Avraham Avinu's midah, the midas avas chesed. Where did Avraham Avinu get this midah from? It says that when he was in Stakel, he looked in Shemayim and he was makir HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was the first one to be makir HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the world. He saw the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what does it mean to say? He saw the way Hashem is goyim chasodim. Hashem gives us everything. And befrat, the greatest present was the Torah. And therefore, Avraham Avinu lived a life to be goyim chasodim to other people also. For what purpose? To makariv them the Torah. Like we say in Pirkei Avos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yud Beis, that Hillel v'Shammai kiblu mehem, Hillel oimer, heve mi talmidah shel Aaron, we should be a Talmud of Aaron HaKohen. What's that midah? Oyev shalom v'roidev shalom. Have peace with one another. Oyev es abriyas, love people. Pasha it means to be nice to them, do gemilas chasodim with them. But what's the purpose? O mekarva la Torah, should bring them close to the Torah. That's the purpose of being nice to one another, is to bring them to the Torah. Because this inyan of gemilas chasodim, that's the motzias of the Torah. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah, that was the greatest mice of gemilas chasodim. And therefore, by us learning the Torah, it's also the greatest mice of gemilas chasodim. So really, we say every day in davening, we say the Mishnah and Peyam, that Eilu Dvorim, we say, Shodim, first we say the price of, we say Eilu Dvorim, Shodim Oichu Perusayim Berlam Azeem, we say that these are the things that eat Paris in this world, and the Karen is Olam Abo v'Yeloheim. Kibud Avein, Gemus Chasolim, Shkod Besamene, Shakos, Varvus, Nochus Orkum, V'Vika Choylem, Achnos Chalo, V'Yis Ameis, V'Yin Tfilo, B'Avoy, Shunam, B'Lo, Chavir, V'Nish, Lishtoy. These are all in Yonim of Chesed, B'Nodl, Mechaveroi. And then it says, V'Talmud Torah, K'Neged Kulam, the Talmud Torah is above them all. Really, there's a shmuz on this from Rav Kotler Zatzal, Rosh Hashiva Zatzal, that used to ask, that really in Yerushalmi, it says that the apostle Kol Chav Tzechel Yishva Bach, that one word of Torah is greater than the whole world put together. It's greater than all the mitzvahs put together. In other words, Torah is in a different madrig altogether, has no shaykhs to the rest of the mitzvahs, the rest of the world. It's a different planet like. And here, this Mishnah says, Elu Dvorim, that all these mitzvahs, and just says the one that's on top of the list is Talmud Torah. Mashma Talmud Torah is equal to all other mitzvahs, just as only on top of the list. But it's not like a different thing altogether. And Rav Kotler Zatzal used to explain like this, that here this Mishnah is talking about the Nyonim of Gemilas Chasodim. If you do kind actions one to another, Kibud Aven as Gemilas Chasodim, or Gemilas Chasodim, or Achnos HaSorchem, or Bikacholim, or Achnos HaKalol, or Yisameis, these are all Baboy Shalom and Chaveroi. These are in Yonim of Chesed one to another. And you used to explain the Pshat from the Mishnah why on these you eat Perisayim Berlam Azeem, even though usually we say Schar Bayam Malekam, there's no reward in this world, it's all in the next world. But the Pshat is, this is Midah Kenegan Midah. The fact that you had this Midah, you are Goyim Chasodim, you are nice to somebody else, Sakorish Baruch Hu Midah Kenegan Midah has to pay you back in this world. It's not the Ikar Aschar, it's not the Karen, that's no Olam Habo. But you get Perusayim B'Olam Hazeh, somewhat, you get this Midah Keneged Midah. Say we're talking about the Nyonim of Chesed, and still the Mishnah ends off with Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam, meaning that the Brice ends off, Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam, means even in the Madrega of Chesed, the greatest Chesed a person could do is to learn Torah. So that's what this Mishnah is talking about, this Brice about the Nyonim of Chesed. But then the chenami of the actual mahus of limud haTorah itself, the chshivas of limud haTorah itself, that's greater than a different planet. That's way above anything else, not on the same level at all. So the pshat is here. We're talking about to be goyim chasodim. You have to know the greatest contribution a yid could do for this world. If people think you'd be a scientist, help out the world, do this and that. You have to know the greatest contribution that we could do for this world is learning the Torah. Like we always say in Barisi, Yom HaValoy Lechuk HaShemayim V'Levro, Barisi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it tonight in Ma'isa Bereishis, Yom HaShishi, that of Klaiso will be Mekabel the Torah, there'll be a world. But if for 1 second on this world, nobody would be learning Torah, the world would go back to tohu vavohu, there'd be no world at all. It comes out that why is this world in existence? What gives the koyach for this world to be in existence, to run? That's only the koyach of the limud haTorah. And therefore, the greatest contribution, the greatest chesed you could do is by learning the Torah. That gives the koyches for the whole world to stay in existence. That gives the koyches for the shemesh, for the sun to come up in the morning. That gives the koyches to have oxygen to live. That's the koyches for the whole bria to be here. It's only because of the koyches of the Torah. So therefore, the greatest chesed you could do is limud haTorah. So just like when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah, that was the greatest ma'isa chesed, because that's the yisayid of Torah. And therefore, when we learn the Torah, that's also the greatest chesed we could do to keep the world going. And avad, this is limud b'chlal, that a yid has to do chesed one to another. That's what Hillel said, that we have to recho kamecho, zeh klal godol b'Torah. Because that's the ikim mitzias of the Torah, of doing chesed. Avas abriyas, helping out one another. Because that's what Torah does. Torah itself keeps the whole world going. So it's very good that we learn Megillas Rus on Shavuos, because that's what the Megillah has to teach us, the sinyan of Chesed, and that's what the Metzias of Torah is. Torah itself is Chesed. And another Maimon from Baron Kotler Zatzal used to say that just like we know Ruchnius is greater than Gashmius, so within the Chesed also, Avada Chesed goes in Gashmius. You have to help out one another, you have to be nice to one another, you have to do things to help out. But Avadav is also a chesed and ruchnius. That means to makarv somebody to Torah, makarv somebody to daven better, help out somebody in learning. Somebody doesn't want to learn, give them a cheshik to learn. The chesed you could do in ruchnius, that's a greater chesed than a gashmius. And therefore, Torah, that's the greatest ruchnius. To do chesed with Torah, that's the greatest chesed that's possible. So there's all nichla on the lashon of Chaga Bikurim, that Shavuos is a Yom Tov to sit down and think about all the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Kedusha of Hashem, of the Maimed HaSinai, what a Maisad Kedusha that was, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought down the Torah, Eish Min HaShemayim, Hashem gave us a Koich of Eish, the Torah, what a great Matana that was, to sit down to appreciate what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. Like, it's interesting, in a lot of Svarim it says, Befrat in Sefer Yesoid, Besherish Havod, he starts off, what's the Ika Tachlis of an Adam in this world? What's the Ika Avod do we have? So he explains, that we do mitzvahs, Bemisin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have anything from our mitzvahs. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, like, it's not like a king that has his shamoshim, has his servants taking care of him, and without his servants the king can't manage. He needs people to help him. That's not the way Hashem is. Hashem created the world, Hashem Echod, Hashem is a Kol Yochol. Just like it takes care of the world, he can take care of himself also. He does not need us to take care of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That we do mitzvahs, we're not really giving anything to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the pshat is like the Pasuk says by Kavanos, Yisherech Nechoyech Hashem. And Rashi says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you give me nachas ruach, that I told you to do something and you mekayim my dvarav. That the whole avoidus odom on this world is to give nachas ruach, to give pleasure back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be maka the godless of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be maka the chshivas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to want to show appreciation, to want to give back nachas ruach, that Hashem should be pleased with us, to please HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the avoidus odom. And how does a person, how does a yid please, give nachas ruach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's through the kiyum of the Torah. So when Hashem gave us the Torah, he gave us a way how we could show appreciation back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the whole yisod of the Torah. This is the yofin, how to give nachas ruach back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like we always sing, Ashrei mi, shamola batorah v'yosa nachas ruach l'HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the tachlis, that's the purpose why a Jew was created in this world. That we should do avodah, mekayim the mitzvahs, the ava, the yira, with dveikus, and there's so many madregas. What does it mean in nachas ruach? That the greater you do the mitzvah, the more nachas ruach you give in Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's our avodah. So the whole Torah is a eichat timsa, how to show a karsa type to Hashem. So Mela, this is the Chag HaShavuos, Chag HaBikur, a tremendous smile. This is the Chag to go to Makav upon ourselves, that we appreciate what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us, and Mach Mezeh will Makav upon ourselves, the Yerla Torah, meaning will Makav upon ourselves to go give back Nachas Ruach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And right do we know, we always say that Yisrael, the Arisa Kutch Baruch Hu Chadu, that through the Kabbalah HaTorah, the Nesinah HaTorah Hashem made, that gives us the Vekas, that attaches us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem didn't stop give the Torah. Hashem goes along with the Torah. Every time we learn the Torah, we learn the Torah with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Adarab, in the Birchas HaTorah, we say, HaMalam made Torah Le'am Yisrael. Who's the real Rebbe? HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Malam with us the Torah. Because when Hashem gave us the Torah, it wasn't just Amnesina. Hashem gave himself with the Torah. When we learn the Torah, it has to learn that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was there. We have to learn the Begedusha of the Torah. That's the way we give true Nachas Ruach back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All right, the turnover, continue on the other side. Then we know what's brought special on Shavuos. All the Torah really says is bring a mincha chadasha. That Shavuos you have to bring something special. We know that's called the Shtei HaLechem. We bring two special lechems for Chag HaShavuos. First, I'm explained that the Inyan of Shtei HaLechem is one is Kineged Torah Shaviksav and one is Kineged Torah Shavapeh. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us on Shavuos. That's the remez of the Shtei HaLechem. Now, even in the Torah itself, that we just got finished saying, when Hashem gave us the Torah, like with the Malachim, we'll talk about this, what the Machlokes with the Malachim and Kadosh Baruch Hu and Moshe Rabbeinu was. But when Moshe was Zoich and Hashem gave the Torah, the Kedush Hashem comes down with the Torah now. That's the side of Torah. Torah is with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ad Kedei Kach, there's a little bit of chilik between Torah Shabbosav and Torah Shabbapeh. Torah Shabbiksav, we know, is given to be written down. We write it down. We're supposed to read it, so as to learn it from Iksav. Mashenke in Torah Shabbapeh is just the opposite. Meikar Aloch, you're not allowed to write it down. It's supposed to be learned from Talmud, from Rebbe to Talmud, Peh al Peh. What's the reason why? Because we know that the Torah Shabbapeh, that's the Ika. That's the drush of the Torah Shabbiksav. We don't understand Torah Shabbiksav without the Torah Shabbapeh. The Torah Shabbapeh, the drushes of Chazal, how to explain the Torah, and Aloch L'Moshe M'Sinai, that's the Ika Pirish in the Torah. And that Ika Pirish, that has the Ika Gedusha, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu came down and gave it to us, to Klal Yisrael. And we know the Torah is a special bris that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us and not to Goyim. We're not allowed to teach Goyim Torah. Torah is a special bris that Hashem gave us. But the pasuk says in Tehillim we say in Haluka that Magid Devar of LeYakov Chukav and Mishpat of LeYisrael. It's only to Klal Yisrael we learn the Torah. But LaYasa Chayim LeChogay O Mishpatim Abal Yedoum. You're not allowed to teach them. You're not allowed to teach them the Torah. Why? Because it's a special bris that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us to Klal Yisrael, not to the Goyim. And therefore, in order to keep this bris, it's supposed to be learned Peh al Peh. A Rebbe teaches his Talmud. And it goes down the line, but it should not be written down, because if it's written down, then Goyim could have shaykhs to it. A Goy could come to read it also. That's the old Kedushas HaTorah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes with the Torah. And that's the way we're supposed to learn Torah. See, even though B'zman Hazeh we have a Heter, that they write down the Torah, Torah Shabbapeh, we have Gemara, we have Mishnayis, otherwise we'd forget it. But there's also a Maimah from the Helik Achrein of Nesivus, that even when Chazal went to write down the Torah, they wrote it down in ways that if a guy would learn it, he'd close the Gemara, he'd close the Mishnayis. A lot of Mishnayis says, Chasuri Mechzura, something is missing, and this is the way you have to change it around. Sometimes we ask questions and we say, Ipcha, turn it around, it doesn't sound right. The Masechta Nedarim, the first word of the Masechta is missing. The Gemara starts off saying, Chasuri Mechzura. How could that be? How could Chazal, Helik Chazal, every word counts, there's so much learned out from it. How come it says we're missing something here? And sometimes when we have questions, the answer is change it around. It wasn't learned that way. Doesn't sound right. So the pshat is Chazal Badavka wrote it down in this way. that only a Jew that has Amunas Chachamim, he'll learn the Gemara. He'll learn the Torah Shebapeh. Mashenk and the guy that doesn't have Amunas Chachamim, he'll ask such questions, he'll ask such answers, he'll just close it. That's also one of the reasons why there's no Masechta Chanukah. And the whole Mishnais and it's not brought down the Lochas about Chanukah. And one Nishnah Bava Kama, there's a Remez near Chanukah, you put it outside, it does damage your potter. Why? Because the Yisoid of Chanukah was the Yevonim wanted to take away the Kedushas HaTorah. They didn't want the Yidden to have the Torah, they wanted the Yidden to be like a guy, take away the special Kedush you have. And when we went over that, the Pshat is that we're different than the Goyim, we don't mix with them, we stay different, we have Kedusha. That was the old Nitzochin by Chanukah. And therefore, that's the Nitzochin of Torah Shavapeh, that we're different, we have Kedusha. And therefore, Chazal Badavka did not want to write down this Nes. This Nes should still stay on an Oifen of Torah Shavapeh, Goyim Shinav Sheikhas to it. So Rabbeinu HaKadosh did not write it down in the Halachas and Mishnayis. True, later on, Chazal, the Halachas, how to write it down. The Sech the Shabbos, we have a few blood about Hilchos Chanukah. But Koponim, this is the gather of Torah Shavapeh. That's a special bris that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it with Kedusha and with Taira. And that's the way we have to learn the Torah. That's only for a Jew. It's not for a guy. We're not allowed to teach a guy Torah. So again, that's what we sing on Yom Tov. We say it in Tefillah. Atu v'chatonim kolamim haftu yisonim sizbarim tonim kol ha'shoinois. Again, this Ika was because of the Kabbalah Satorah. That's what was mavdol us between the other nations that gave us the special Am Segula. And this all goes, like we said before, the tremendous Hakara Satay we have to have back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all this godless that he gave us. And the way a Yid shows his Hakara Satay again, it's not just I'm clapping hands, not just I'm singing, not just I'm feeling happy, but it's the only way is to be Mekabel upon ourselves, the Yol HaTorah. We have to have a Kabbalah that we're going to learn the Torah, Lilmaid Ulalamed, we're going to teach the Torah, Lishma, we're going to watch Velasas, we're going to do the Torah, we're going to Mekayim the Torah. Some say Lishalasas, Mitzvesim, Mitzvesasay. Some say it's not enough just to do it, but we're going to be like a Shemir, we're to do it Behidr, do it the right way. That's the way we give Nachas Ruach, that's our Oifin of showing back a Karas HaTayyaf HaKadosh Baruch Hu. By the Mekayim is Mitzvahs. Like you said, off in the Sodi Shorosh Avoida, that's the Tachlis Odom in this world. Is to be Oyved Hashem in order to give Nachas Ruach back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to want to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all the Torah that he's doing for us. We want to go and give back Nachas Ruach, give him pleasure. And the only way we could do it is by being Mekayim his Torah, by being Mekayim the Mitzvahs. And that's the Yisoid of Shavuos, Kabbalas Oil HaTorah. Now we know in the Tefillah of Shmoneh Esrei of Shavuos, we say, Chag HaShavuos says, Zeman Matan Torasenu. This was the time when we received the Torah. And the famous Morgan of Rome asked the question that we paskin that the Torah was first given on Shabbos on Zayin B'Sivan. Vov B'Sivan, the Torah was not given. So we hold Shavuos is on Vov Sivan 50 days. After the counting of the Sefirot, start counting, it comes out on Vov B'Sivan. So how could we say the Nusach of Zeman Matan Torasenu? Like Midirais, it's not a kashum, because the Torah doesn't say clearly that Shavuos is a Zeman Matan Torasenu. But in Nusach HaTfilu we say, Chag HaShavuos as a Zeman Matan Torasenu, how can the Rambonin make up this Nusach? And the answer is because there's a remiss that Moshe Rabbeinu was Hoysuf Yom Echad Midaitoi. So really the Pshat that the Beis Halevi said, the Chassam Sofer said that this also, like really we have to understand. We know there was a machlekes. The Gemara in Shabbos says that when Moshe Rabbeinu came up to Shemayim to receive the Torah, the Malachim were complaining and they wanted the Torah to stay in Shemayim. And Moshe Rabbeinu won over by telling them that the Torah applies to us b'nei Yodam. We have a Yetzirah, we have Achila, we have Shtiyah, we have Kedushin, we have Bonim. The Torah applies to us. So the question, what was the Malachim's Havaminam that they wanted the Torah to stay in Shemayim? And the Beis Levi explains what the Malachim wanted was that true, the laws of the Torah belong to us b'nei Yodam in this world. And Avada, they wanted the laws to go down to this world. What they wanted was the Koyach of the Psak, like the Achra, the Bailis of the Torah, that should remain in Shemayim. the Kedushas HaTorah, the Koyach HaChidish of the Torah, that should remain in Shemayim by the Malachim. We'll only give down Boretz, the Halachas, the Halacha Pshuta, like Gulmi, the Pashat Halachas, the simple Halachas, how we have to act, what we have to do, that should go down to Shemayim. And Moshe Rabbeinu was able to know that now the Pshat is by the Matan, the Torah, that Hashem gave the Torah with the Kedushas HaTorah, with the Koyach of Chidish, with the Koyach to Dash in the Torah and to Mechadish. And that's why now the Klal is Loi Ba Shemayim. We don't listen to Shemayim anymore. Now we go after how the Chomim in this world Dash in the Torah, how the Tamil Chomim Dash in the Torah, the Yud Gimel Midish HaTorah that dresses them. So the Pshat is like this. We say, Taka, that Shavuos, that means on Vav Sivin, was a Zaman Matan Torah saying, which is true. And Moshe Rabbeinu came down, Hashem gave Moshe Rabbeinu the Matono of Torah, means that now Klal Yisrael, Boris, we have the Koich, we have the violence, we have the control of the Torah. We have the right to dash in the Torah. And therefore, as soon as Moshe Rabbeinu got this Matono on Vav Sivin, Moshe Rabbeinu dash in the Torah. And he was Moisef Yom Echad Midait, let the Gemara on Shabbos, that he dash in Yom Mochor, just like Mochor is a complete 24 hours, today also has to be a complete 24 hours, and he can't count the first day. So if it was Moisef that Hashem first gave the Kabbalah HaTorah, was on Ches, was on Zion B'Sivin, true. But the Matona, that the Klal Yisrael, received the Koyach to be the Bailam over the Torah, the Achrayis, the Droshas, the Koyach of Chiddush of the Torah, was given to us, that Matana was given to us, Taka, on Vav B'Sivin. Just Moshe Rabbeinu Darshan, with that Koyach, Darshan the Torah, to be Moshev Yom Echad. With this also, the Magen Avraham says, also Marum is Yom Tov Sheni here. Because really it's a kasha. Why on Shavuos do we keep 2 days Yom Tov in Chutz Loretz? By Pesach and Sukkot, the Pshat was, it was a Suffolk. That in Chutz Loretz, they did not know when exactly was the Kiddush HaChodesh. They did not know when Rosh Chodesh Nisan was. They did not know when Rosh Chodesh Tishrei was. And therefore we keep 2 days min haSuffolk. Mashenk and Shavuos, there's no Suffolk. The Torah says clearly count 49 days and the 50th day is Shavuos. If so, by 50 days later after Nisan, the Chutz Loretz found out already when Rosh Chodesh was on Nisan. So they knew already when Pesach was, and they knew already the second day starts the Sfiras Ayimah, and now they just have to count 49 days. And after counting 49 days, automatically, the 50th day is Chag HaShavuos. So there should be no Sofik in Chutz Loretz. Why do we keep 2 days Yom Tov on Shavuos? So some answer, the Pshat is it's a light plug. Since by Sukkot and by Pesach we have 2 days, so the third Chag of Shavuos, also the Rabbanan kept to be 2 days. And if you learn it's a light plug, so Chassam Sofer and the Tshuvos want to say, if so, it's Chomer, the Halacha of Yom Tov Sheni of Shavuos, then the Din Yom Tov Sheni of Pesach and Sukkot. Over there it's only Sveikah the Yomam, and therefore the Moshkel on the second day will make a medicine. You'll have to take medicine the second day. Mashenk, and he wants a time of the second day of Shavuos, since it's not Mach Masofik, it's Din B'Loi Plug, like a Din Vaday, it has a Din Vaday, like Rosh Hashanah, the 2 days, or like a Vaday. Rakov, one of this one Teretz is a Loi Plug. Another Pshat they say is what the Magen Avraham means to be Meramis. The Magen Avraham says that after we say Zaman Matan Teresenu on Vav, that's a remis for Yom Tov Sheni. The Pshat is that when did the Rabbanan get the Koyach? That they have a Koyach to Mechadish to make a Yom Tov Sheni, even by Pesach, even by Sukkot, as Sveika the Yomah. The Rabbanan was Mesak, and we have to keep 2 days Yom Tov, the second day Yom Tov. Where did the Rabbanan get this Koyach? On Vav Sivin. Like we say now, that Dos Liksich, that was in the Matanah HaTorah. That the Malachim didn't keep the Achrayis of the Torah. But Adar Rabbi Moshe brought down the Torah that we have the Koyach now to Mechadish. So that the Rabbanan can make up a mitzvah of the Rabbanan, that's also the Koyach of Chiddush that was given down on Vav B'Sivan. Come to say, Shavuos is the Chag that the Rabbanan got the Koyach also to Mechadish the Halachis. And therefore they B'davka wanted to use out that Koyach on Chag HaShavuos to make a Yom Tov Sheni. Like that we have to be happy about this, that we were zoicha to receive the Torah, complete matana, a matana shlema on Vav B'Sivan. So Adarabba, that's why we bedavka keep 2 days by Shavuos, to meramez is that that's the koyach that we received on Chag HaShavuos.
And Mechlal, this Koyach of Chiddush, that we have a Koyach of Mechadish in Torah, which we know this is the greatest Nachas Ruach a Yid could give back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is to say a Chiddush in the Torah, like the Nefesh HaChaim brings down in Chaim V'Lozhna, that every Chiddush we say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes it and puts two crowns on top of it, and kisses it and stores it away, mamish like diamonds. Somebody said, I once heard from Rav Gifta, Shlita once said over Moshel, he once went to see a diamond cutter, and saw the way the small diamonds, the chips, that he was cutting off, he was saving, put it away in a special vault. He said, Medikal V'chayma, if Chazal say that Chikorim Ifnimin, that the words of Torah are more dear than diamonds, so for sure, every Chiddush we say, every Chiddush that we hear, we should write it down on a book by itself and put it away in its own vault to save it. These are Dvorim Chashuvim Miyoid, the Chiddushim that we say, that we hear. And there's another word from Nefesh HaChaim. He says, what's called the Chiddush in learning? Lav daf, you have to say a whole new pshat in the Gemara. Come out with a whole new Chiddush Lalocha. But Adarabba, if we go to explain Rashi a little bit better, you go to explain Tosis a little bit better, you understand the Machlekes Rashi and Tosis, Machlekes the Rashi and the Rishonim. Just be Mavayir every little bit more that you understand. That's called the Chiddush. Every Kasha we ask on Rashi, every Teretz we give, that's called Chiddushim. And that's Mamish Dvorim Chashuvim Yoid. And where do we get this Koyach that we have the right to say Chiddushim? We could like understand, be Mechanish in the Torah, this Koyach we got Tak on Shavuos. And that's like a shot that when Moshe Rabbeinu came down with the Torah, it wasn't only Torah Shabbaksav, it was Torah Shabbapeh. Also, like we said, the Shtei Alechem, Torah Shabbapeh, that's the Koyach HaChiddush that we received. And this Koyach of Chiddush, the Pshat is, it's like a Lebedika Torah. We're Mechadish in Torah, that's the Chiyas of Torah, and that's the Oichel Parasayim B'Olam HaZeh, the Ike Paris we have in this world even, is the Chiddushim, not that we're Mechadish. And the Gemara always says, it's ain't a dime if you learn a Masechta once, or twice, or even 100 to 101 times. Means every time you go over, you find more Chiddushim, there's more to understand and more to elaborate, there's more to take out of the Torah. The Torah is a Torah's Chaim, it's a Lebedika Torah. The Pshat is when we learn the Torah, it changes us over. It makes us into a different person, we become a Ben Torah. Like Rav Kiva's Kal V'chaima, that Madach he saw the way water kept on dripping down on a stone, and made a hole in the stone. Who Adin of a Yid learns Torah over and over again, it has to make a dent inside us and make us better, and mashlam us, and it makes us the other mashalim. Because Torah is a Torah's Chaim that works us over, this Kerech HaChiddush, it's a Lebedika Torah. But really this is the pshat we know that in Chazal, they call the Chag HaShavuos Atzeres. Why is it called Atzeres? Tzvili the Ramban and Pasha Semer explains, and where do we have a Chag called Atzeres Midiraisa? That's Shmini Atzeres. What's the pshat from Shmini Atzeres? That's the end of Sukkos. There's the beginning of Sukkos and there's the end of Sukkos. Atzeres means the end. That's the Gemar. That's the highlights of the whole Yechag. Shmini Atzeres for Yisach Sameach, the way the Gain is Mazda. We don't have any more mitzvahs of Sukkah. No more mitzvahs of Dalet Minim. It's only the mitzvah of Simcha with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by Simcha's Torah, by Shmini Atzeres. That's when the Yid comes to the highest Madrega. So the Atzeres means that's the Spitz of the Yom Tif. So the Ramban explains that Chazal calls Shavuos Chag Atzeres. The Pshat is Ramban learns that we know that Pesach is called Zaman Cheresenu. We came out freed from the Tumas Mitzrayim. That's when Cheresenu started. So Ramban learns that the whole Chag of Pesach is like the first day Yom Tif. And then the 49 days of Svir is like a Chol HaMoed in between. And the end of the Chag of Zaman of Cheresenu ends by Shavuos. That's why Chazal calls Shavuos Atzeres. That's like the Gemara, the Spitz of Pesach. So Ramban explains, when is it called the end of Zaman Cheresenu? When Klai Yisrael received the Torah. And the way we're explaining now, when we received the Matana, the Kerech of Chiddush of Torah, that we have the Kerech to Mechadish. So the Pshat is that when is a Yid really free, Cheres, like the Mishnah Nova says, Ein Lucha Ben Chorin El Mishayis of the Torah. Who is called a real free person? Only one that learns Torah. And the way the Maral explains that the chilik between an Eved and a free person is that an Eved works and a free person works. Just an Eved, the paycheck goes to his master, doesn't go to him. Mashaken the ben churin, a free person, the paycheck goes to you, it's for you to enjoy, it's meisif in you. So the pshat is that a yid, when we makabel the Torah, the pshat is we're free, that paycheck, the paycheck of limud haTorah, the schar of mitzvahs, that's ours. That's ours chus, that comes to us, nobody else. Therefore we're called the ben churin. Mashaken a person that's not makabel the Yol haTorah. So who does he listen to? Then he has to listen to the Yetzirah. See, he's called an Eved. He's not a free person. He's working for somebody else. He's working for the Yetzirah. What does he get from it? Kehenim, which is not something that he wants. It's not something his. He's working for somebody else. He's mamish an Eved. Who is a real free person? A ben churin means somebody. It's Isaac Batera. That you're freed means that the schar is your schar. It's your gain. You get Olam Haba from it. That's you. So Kumta says really that the pshat from Shavuos is that the Zaman Cheresenu, when the Jew himself becomes totally freed from the Yetzirah. And what we explained before, that the side of the Matanas HaTorah was that when Hashem gave us the Torah, He gave it to us the Kedusha B'Torah, meaning not that Hashem stayed upstairs and Stam gave us the Lochis. When Hashem gave us the Torah, Hashem comes along with the Torah. There's HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Torah. There's the Kerech of Chiddush in the Torah. There's the Chiyus in the Torah. And therefore, when a Yid learns Torah, like we say, Yisrael, V'yaraisa kutchubrichu eschadu, that's mamish you. You're working for yourself. You're working to make yourself into another Masholim. Because what is a person? A person is the Chiddush of Shavuos is that a person is made up of three parts. It's the person, the Neshama itself. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's in you. And it's the Torah that's in you. Yisrael v'yaraisa kutchubrichu eschadu. So when is a person nishlam? When does a person come complete? When is it called Cherusenu? He's completely free, that he's a brother Masholem. That's by Chag HaShavuos with the Kabbalah HaTorah. That's Mashlem must be Sholem with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, with the Torah with Aguf, that now what we're doing is for our own gain. The Torah is our own gain. That's Mashlem, the person. Therefore, it's good, this Lashon of Atzeres Chazal called Shavuos. Chag HaTzeres, the Rabban explains, this is the Gemara, the Shvitz of Pesach. This is the end of Cherusenu, with the Kabbalah HaTorah, with the Gedusha HaTorah, with the Koyach of the Chiddush of Torah, that we maler ourselves, we bring ourselves closer to Kodesh Baruch Hu, we have Dveikus in our Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's called Chadu, that makes us the Yodim HaSholem. That's the Pshat that we say in Shavuos, Man Matan Cherusenu, because this Matana, the Koyach of the Chiddush of Torah, the Koyach of the Torah is Mechadish us, that makes us into the Yodim HaSholem, that was given to us Takan Vov, B'Sivin. This is the Zaman Cherusenu, the Gemara Pesach. This is the Shpitz of the Yom Tov. And therefore, like we said all along, that's why now it's a Zaman Simcha, it's a Zaman Bikur Makoros HaToiv. We appreciate, we realize the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this great Matana. Like Lamosho Klai Yisro themselves, B'Shas Kabbalah HaTorah, they came to the highest Madrega. They said the Nusach of Naaseh V'Nishma. We're going to Naaseh, do whatever you say, and then we'll listen. And the Gemara says that Migila Labonai Rozeh Shamalchei HaShorosh Mishtamshim Boi. Like where the Klaiso pick up to say such a Nusach of Naaseh V'Nishma, these are the words of Malachim. This is the way Malachim talk. And the Mashor explained, what's the chiluk between a malach and us? He says, a malach has no choice in the matter. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells them to do something, he learns to have no yetzirah. We'll soon talk about some achleikis. But some say, like Mashor saying, a malach has no choice in the matter. When Hashem tells them something, they do it. And therefore, that's called Nasav Nishma. We'll do whatever you say. We don't try to understand it first, then we'll understand it. So Klai Yisrael came to this Madrega of Arsinai, to the Madrega of Malachim, to the Makabel the Torah, clear that whatever you say, we're going to run and do it. We're not going to have any doubts. We're not going to listen to the Yetzer at all. And some of Farshim explained that no, even by Malachim, they have the Koyach of the Bechira. Some say no, they have no Koyach. They could only do Taiv. But according to both, the Pshat is that the Malachim only do Taiv. What's the Pshat? That Malachim realize the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They see in Shemayim, they see the greatness of Hashem in their Seichel.
So Mele, it's impossible to go against the words of Hashem. If you come so close to Hashem and you see the greatness of Hashem, you see the Yisechel that stands like Kodesh Baruch Hu, so you don't have a choice. Your mom is like forced. You know why? Because Yisechel is forcing you to mekabel the Torah. You understand it. That's the Madreg of Malachim. So the Klal Yisrael also, B'Shas Kabbalah Satorah, they understood so great HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that they saw all the Nisim that Hashem did by Yitzias Mitzrayim, and all the Nisim that Hashem is doing now, B'Shas Kabbalah Satorah Ba'Sinai, the Yesh Min HaShemayim, the Barod, the Koilos of Rokim, the whole world was quiet then, all the Nisim that led up to HaSinai, the Klal Yisrael saw Klal, Ibeseichel, they understood the greatness of Hashem. And therefore they hadn't come out no choice in the matter. Their seichel like forced them. They understood klaw without any doubts what it means to be over Hashem. And therefore they came to the Madregel like a malach and they said, Nasa v'nishma, we understand clearly that there's no choice in the matter. There's no two ways. There's only one way to live. That's the way of the Torah, to mekabel the Torah, to do the rotzon of Hashem. Like we're saying, they understood that's them, that's the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's the Torah, Rulo Chad, that's Mashlamos, that's Cheresenu, that's our Schar. So they had no doubt in the matter. They came to the Madreg of Nasa v'Nishma. So we have to know in every Shavuos also, Klal Yisrael has the Koyach to come to this Madreg also. Like we said before, to Zaman Kaporah, we don't need a carbon for Kaporah and Shavuos. The Kabbalah Satorah itself is the greatest Kaporah. Because that will mekabel the Torah b'shleimus means we understand the greatness of the Torah, the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's like mishavet ourselves, that we have no doubt in the matter. And therefore, like we come out burned up by Yetzirah, we only have the Yetzirah Toiv to be Eivet Hashem. So that Madrega is the biggest Madrega of Tshuva, of Kaporah, of Nikias, that we don't need any other Kaporah. Now really, to come to such a high Madrega, it's not easy. And that's like a pshat. We know that we call Shavuos Chag HaShavuos. Kipshuta Chag HaShavuos means the Chag of the 7 weeks. That we count 7 weeks and then we make Shavuos. Rila Svasema says the Kasha. Why do we call Chag HaShavuos the Chag of the 7 weeks? It passed by already. We already counted 7 weeks. Shavuos is the 50th day. So why do we call it Chag HaShavuos? That's the past. And the answer to the pshat is no. That you know what Chag HaShavuos is. It's the Chag of Matana Satorah, that we receive the Kedusha Satorah. But how do we receive it? According to how much Hachana, how much preparation we put in for this Yom Tov, how much preparation we did during the 7 weeks of Svira. That the Ramban explains that Pesach is the beginning of Yom Tov, and then there's a Chol HaMoed, the 49 days in between. The Pshat is these are 49 days to build ourselves up, to come to the Madrega, to understand what Torah is, to want to be mekabel the Torah, to come to the Madrega, that Klal Yisrael was at the Kabbalah HaTorah. And then, Takan Chag HaShavuos, for mekabel the Torah, with all the hachon of the preparation we did these 7 weeks. So therefore, Chag HaShavuos is the Chag of Hachona. How much preparation we put in these 7 weeks, how much Madregas we came to, that's how much Torah we're going to receive on the Chag HaShavuos. That's how much a maton of Torah we're going to receive on the Chag HaShavuos. Because we have to know the Maton is not just our law book. The Maton is our guf, our chiyas, everything. There's so much in the Torah. Ki em chayenu v'orchimenu v'negi yom v'loilom. Ki avas Torah, avas chesed. The Torah is the shleimus adam. And the more we mekabel the Torah, the more the Torah's poil changes us over. So we take and need 7 weeks of achana preparation, and then we could come to this madrega of Kabbalah Satorah. Matanas HaTorah. Now we know the Torah itself was written in Shemayim, like the Chazal says, the Torah was written b'morim eish shchoro agavi eish levoina, black fire on top of a white fire. Now the Torah was given by Sina, the Kulos of Rock, and there's eish, the Har Oshan Kulon. There was fire, there was eish there. We know that's the eish HaTorah. That's the koyach the Torah has. Well, like the Gemara says, whoever's omul b'Torah, yezoicha to have the eish HaTorah. That the Gemara says in Sukkah, Tavchaches, that Yoinesen ben Uzil, it says, that the time when he used to learn Torah, any oif that flew above him was miyad nisra, was burnt up. Because the yezoicha HaTorah is made out of eish. Halei koi devarai keish num Hashem. The eish shchoyra gab yesh levoina.
from the Zayis the Yegiyas HaTorah of Yonasan ben Aziel, he came one with the Torah, and therefore Mamash was an Eish coming up. The Torah, that's the Koyach of the Torah, the Gedushas HaTorah, the Koyach of the Torah, that the Torah builds the whole world, gives the energy to the whole world. So it's like Begashmius, the fire gives us energy for everything. Hu Adin, the Torah gives us energy. That's the tremendous matana that occurs Rav gave us, that we were zoicha on Chag HaShuas. And that's what could be said. The Ik Inyan is to make a strong Kabbalah, that we're going to Makabal accept upon ourselves the Oila Torah, to put as much time into learning Torah throughout the year. Like the Pasuk says, the only time the Pasuk is Marach in a mitzvah is only by this mitzvah of Torah. The Torah says, V'dibarta bom, v'shiftucha, b'veisecha, b'lechtucha, b'aderech, u'v'shochvucha, v'kumecha. This is the only time the Torah gives such a big description, that you have to do this Torah when you're sitting in your house, when you're walking in the road, when you get up, when you go to sleep. Like, it's an everlasting Torah. There's no such thing as a break from Torah. We have to live a life of Torah. The Torah is our chiyas. The Torah is our energy. The Koyach is our Torah. It has to be a Torah-dika life. When you're sitting at home, it also has to be with Torah. Lechtucha b'derech also has to be in Torah. Shachvuch v'obukumecha. Achutz from the pshuta k'mashmo, the pshuta from the pasuk is enechanami. That when a person is sitting at home, what should he be doing? Learning Torah. When a person is walking in the street, what should he be doing? Learning Torah. Morris says, Rabbi Yechanan, that if him was a chil Hashem, if he would walk down the Ramis without learning Torah, that's called a chil Hashem. Well, after Chabadah, Nik was supposed to be learning. Whenever we have a free time, whenever we have time, we should be Isaac in Torah. This is the Ikah of the Chag HaShavuos, to makabel upon himself this oil at Torah, to realize, to take advantage of this tremendous matana that Hashem gave us. It's kedai to put a lifetime of effort into working hard, into learning, into amelus v'atayram. And with that tak will be zoicham, but the Mishnah says, Ashrecha boilam hazeh v'toyvloch boilam avoh. That if you want to be sure to have a good life even on this world, the only way you're for sure is if you're amel v'atayram. We always say, Ashrecha boilam hazeh v'toyvloch boilam avoh.